Okay, Chevra, so welcome again to Zoom Shear. It's good to see people who are, the Gemara Mako speaks about how sometimes there are people who have Nehora Barrio, who have like wonderful, amazing vision. And I think Zoom is a key, that you could see people on the West Coast, you could see people who are in there. Who are in their apartments. I'm sitting over here in my apartment on 186th Street, and I see people on Bennett Avenue even. Like, who could have imagined that such a thing, could happen? Okay. You're in Florida? Seriously? What? Oh, now I'm jealous. Florida is opening up a little bit. For better or for worse, but Florida is opening up. Okay, so Chevra, I want to continue in the Gemara. We're up to Zayin Amar Aleph, towards the bottom of the page. It says, Amar Rava V'chein L'Shabbos. We began this Gemara last week, and we will continue from here. We'll make a few other comments. It's around 10 lines on the bottom in the standard print. It is, what's it called? It is on Safaria somewhere or another. Here, actually, can you see the screen shared now, Amar Rava? Okay, so let's go. So the Gemara says, it's around 10 lines on the bottom, Amar Rava, V'chein, Amar Rava v'chein l'Shabbos. Migud have a dofin le'inyan sukkah, have ya dofin le'inyan Shabbos. We learned in the previous Gemara that the halacha of a sukkah, the way we paskin, is you need two complete walls, and the third wall is minimized by shlishes afilu tefach. The third wall, you don't need a complete wall, even a tefach suffices for that third wall. That's basically what we saw. So comes, so we'll get to that Rashi in a few minutes. Lev, you're jumping the gun. It's great that you're jumping the gun, but you are jumping the gun. The point is that the Gemara says that we paskin this way, that the Gemara says that you need only two walls, and the third wall is even a tefach. That's a halacha by sukkah. Comes along the Gemara, Amar Rava, v'chein l'Shabbos, migu dehev yadofin, le'inyan sukkah, hev yadofin le'inyan Shabbos. Rava says that once you have a sukkah that has two complete walls and that third tiny little bit, so that's a good sukkah. A good Rishus HaYochid even for Shabbos purposes. Once it works for sukkah purposes, it also works for Shabbos purposes. That's the statement of the Gemara. Now, I want to read a little more in the Gemara, and then we'll come back to explain this statement. The Gemara then says, Eis ve Abaye. Abaye comes and Abaye asks a question. Eisvei Abaye, umi amrinan migo. Do we say that since it's a wall for sukkah, it's a wall for Shabbos? Vahatanya dofin sukkah ki dofin Shabbos. Ubovad shelo yehe ben kana lechavero shlosha tfachim. A sukkah wall is the same as a Shabbos wall, providing that you do not have three tefachim between them, right? What that basically means is that there's a halacha of lavud. Lavud means that anything which is within three tefachim of something else, right? If you could see the shared screen, I could build a mechitza like this, right? I could build a mechitza as long as there is not three tefachim between A and B, and B, and C, and C, and D, that's a perfectly fine wall. And you could also have, by the way, you could go horizontal or vertical. You could have something like this as well. Once it's a good sukkah, once it's a wall, as long as you do not have three tefachim between it, so it's a good wall. And that halacha, the Gemara says, is true both for Shabbos and, that's true both for Shabbos and for Sukkah. Right? That's the halacha. It's true in both cases. Both for Shabbos and for Sukkah, it's a, can you see the shared screen still, or did I just lose it? Okay? Okay, let's try it like this. Right, now you can see it, correct? Momentary. Yes. Right? In other words, it's a good mechitza, both for Shabbos' purposes and for Sukkah purposes. So far we're saying that Shabbos and Sukkah is the same. Dofen Sukkah ke dofen Shabbos, ubu vajlo yebin kona lechaveiro shloshe tfachim. As long as you do not have three tfachim between each beam and the other. Then the Gemara says, and this is four lines before the lines get wide, v'yaseira Shabbos al Sukkah. Shah Shabbos eina niteres ela ba'omed meruba al haparutz, masha ein kein b'sukkah. The Gemara says that Shabbos is greater than Sukkah. Shabbos is greater than Sukkah. Shabbos requires what we call omed meruba al haparutz. Shabbos requires that you have the majority is wall. So I could have mechitzos of Shabbos something like this, and that's okay, because the majority of it is wall. By Sukkah, you could even have a Sukkah which is parutz meruba al ha'omed. Remember, Sukkah requires requires two full walls, and the third wall can only be a tefach. Well, let's say I have my two complete walls of a sukkah with big gaps in the middle. So what I have is, on this side, on wall A, I have a lot of gap. Wall B is entirely gap. On wall C, I have a chunk of gap. On wall D, I have a chunk of gap. The way Rashi learns the Gemara, right, the advantage of, right, the Gemara says that Yisera Shabbos al Sukkah, Shabbos requires more than Sukkah, that Shabbos ena niteres ela ba'omei meruba la parutz, masha ein kein b'sukkah. Shabbos requires omeid meruba la parutz, right, that you have more standing than you have broken, and that is not true by Sukkah. So the Gemara now analyzes it in the line before the lines get wide. My love, Yisera Shabbos de Sukkah, Asuka, Velo Amrinan, Migo. Right, again, we began the Gemara, and we said that if something is halachically a mechitza for Sukkah, it also suffices, it also counts as a mechitza for Shabbos purposes. So for Sukkah, two walls and a chechik is a good thing as a sukkah, and therefore for Shabbos, two things and a chechik is also a good thing. So the Gemara has a question. Whoa, dude, hold it. You can't be so simple, because we say that Shabbos is greater than Sukkah, that Shabbos omeid meruba is necessary. By Sukkah, it's not necessary. My love, does this not imply, the Gemara says in the last skinny line, my love, Yisera Shabbos de Sukkah, Asuka, Velo Amrinan Migo. Doesn't this teach me that the Shabbos of Sukkah is greater than the Sukkah? Meaning that here's the big chiddush, ladies and gentlemen. There is a Shabbos during Sukkot. Correct? It's got to be like that. Because the festival of Tabernacles is a seven-day festival. And here's the chiddush. I just figured this out very recently. In every one-week period, you also have a Shabbos. Okay, think about that, Rabbosai. It's profound. Profound. But Zuck the Gemara, if I'm saying that Shabbos is greater than Sukkah, so does that imply that the Shabbos of Sukkot requires more than the Sukkah of Sukkot? that the halacha of Shabbos on Sukkot requires omed meruba. For Shabbos on Sukkot, you need that the majority of the walls are intact. But by Sukkah of Sukkot, you don't need that. If it wasn't good enough for Shabbos, right, exactly. I don't say that per force, that automatically, because something works for Sukkah, it will also help for Shabbos. Because I see from here that the Shabbos of Sukkah is great, or Shabbos is greater than Sukkah. That implies that the Shabbos of Sukkah is greater than Sukkah itself. And that would mean that even though for Sukkah itself, I can be paretz meruba al ha'omed, I could have less wall. I could have less wall than I have empty space. But for Shabbos purposes, I need more wall than empty space. So I don't say that just because it helps for Sukkah, it has to work for Shabbos. I see from the Gemara clearly, this is a bias question, I clearly see from the Gemara that this is wrong. So again, if the walls for Sukkah within the walls for Shabbos, so we'd have to figure out how far they are away from the Shabbos walls. Let's say, theoretically speaking, I'm talking about, you know, only theoretical. Let's say you live in a community like Washington Heights that has an Eruv. So that doesn't mean that you don't need Sukkah walls, right? It depends how far away you are from the Shabbos walls. But the Gemara's point over here is that we cannot say that just because something is a wall for Sukkah, that does not automatically mean it's a wall for Shabbos. Right? That's what the Gemara says. That's true, but we see from this Braisa, the Braisa that Abaye invokes, seems to say that Shabbos requires more than Sukkah. If Shabbos requires more than Sukkah, the Gemara is assuming that means that on Shabbos of Sukkot, there can be something which is kosher as Sukkah, kosher qua Sukkah, but it's not going to be kosher qua Shabbos, because Shabbos requires more than Sukkah. That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara answers, right, doesn't the show lo amrinan migo? So the Gemara answers on the first wide line, lo. No, you misinterpret it. And I think this is what Yosef is getting at. Yisera Shabbos de Alma al Shabbos de Sukkah. A regular Shabbos, a Shabbos de Alma, Shabbos parashas bahar b'chukosai, requires more of a mechitza than Shabbos of Sukkot. But Shabbos of Sukkot, once something is a mechitza for Sukkah, so by definition, it is also a mechitza for Shabbos. That little chetchik of a mechitza, that third wall, which would ordinarily not help for Shabbos, but since it helps for Sukkah, it also helps for Shabbos on that one Shabbos of the year. Okay. So that's an interesting question. Because we in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres, would I say the Migo on Shmini Atzeres? That's a really, really interesting I might not be allowed to carry stuff into the sukkah on the Shabbos of Sukkot. Can you guys still see my shared screen? Or I lost it? Okay, so that means I lost my shared screen. Let us close this up. Let's stop the screen sharing, and we're going to start it again, because I have to learn how to do this. That's the basic story of my life. Okay, so Gemara says, does this not imply that the Shabbos of Sukkah is greater than Shabbos to Alma? Let me try to... I need to learn the advanced Zoom skills. This is not so simple. Advanced Zoom skills are not simple. Hey, is this working yet? Baruch Berger, you see. He's a great guy, but now we should be able to see it. Okay, can you see the screen share now? Okay, so the Gemara says, does this not imply that we deny the concept of Migo, that it's a mechitza for Sukkah, it also helps for Shabbos? So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean that. It means Yisera, the first one line, Yisera Shabbos to Alma, al Shabbos to Sukkah. It means a regular Shabbos, Shabbos Behar B'chu Kosai, is greater, it requires more of a mechitza than the Shabbos of Sukkis, where the lesser mechitza helps. Ihochi, the Gemara asks, listening nami Yisera Sukkah to Alma, as Sukkah to Shabbos. Once I'm not talking about just within Sukkis, once I'm talking about comparing all year long to Sukkot, so we could say that there's an advantage of regular Sukkah over Shabbos Sukkah. De'ilu Sukkah de Alma baya tefach sochek. De'ilu Sukkah de Shabbos lo baya tefach sochek. Visagi belechi. Da'atu da'amrit sike chagabe mavui sheyeshlo lechi kosher. Right, the Gemara says, well, maybe you can't, if you're comparing Sukkah of throughout the year to the Sukkah of Shabbos Sukkis, so then I end up with the following situation. My situation is like this, that there is something on Shabbos of Sukkis that will help as a kosher sukkah, but will not help, right? But will not help on regular sukkahs. For regular sukkahs, the halacha is that if I have two walls of a sukkah, like I'm drawing here, I need one tefach as that third wall. Right? This is what we spoke about last time. That third wall has to be one tefach. It has to be a happy tefach sochek within three, etc. However, by Shabbos, I don't need that. By Shabbos, and the Gemara talks about a case that sikech agave mavui sheyesh lo lechi is kosher. A mavui is this picture, is picture A. Basically, a mavui is an alleyway. It's the equivalent of, I remember when I spent one summer in Eastern Europe, in Moldova, so there was a bunch of little houses, and they opened up into a tiny, tiny little street, like an alleyway, and the alleyway opened up into a bigger street. Right? That was basically the way it worked, and that was like the way a Talmudic city works. So this is the little street, no? And the big street is over here. The Gemara says, if I have a mavui, I can repair that mavui just with a lechi. I make a tiny little post in the corner, and that repairs the mavui. Now, that post that I'm making would not suffice for regular sukkahs. For a regular sukkah, the littlest wall has to be at least a tefach, and it has to be within three of the main wall. However, for Shabbos of Sukkis, since that little bit helps as a lechi for the mavui, lechi is like the vertical post. Since it helps as a lechi for the mavui, that will also help for Sukkis. So the Gemara's question is, if you're telling me that what I do is, can you see the Gemara again? No. Okay, if what you're telling me is, if you're telling me, now we should see it, if you're telling me that I am comparing the sukkah, if I'm comparing a regular Shabbos to the Shabbos of Sukkot, so that means I should also compare a regular sukkah to the sukkah on Shabbos of Sukkot. If that's the case, so for regular halachos of sukkah, the third wall has to be a tefach. And yet for the Shabbos of Sukkot, all I need is a tiny little post, which is called a lechi, and that's all you need. So Gemara's question is, if you're going to tell me that I'm not making a comparison within Shabbos Sukkot, I'm not making a comparison between the halachas of Shabbos and halachas of Sukkah, but instead I'm making a comparison between the general halachos of Shabbos and the halachos of Sukkah. So if that's the case, you can also make a comparison between the general halachos of Sukkah and the halachos of Shabbos Sukkah. So we should list that case also. And we know, two lines to the bottom, you said that sikech agabe mavui sheyesh lo lechi is kosher. If you put a schach on top of that mavui, on top of that alleyway that has that one post, it's going to be kosher. So we should have that case also. So my answer is two lines to the bottom. Hahu lo it's trichole. You don't need that case at all. Hashta mikilta lechamirta aminon. Mechamirta lekilta lo kol shekein. We're saying this halach of migo. Migo means since it works here, it also works there. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, what is more serious in Judaism? Shabbos or Sukkot? If you violate Shabbos, right? If I violate Shabbos, what happens to me? off with your head, right? Exactly, you violate Shabbos. Actually, Shabbos is a chi of skila, no? It's skila. It's not off of the head. It's like they throw you off a mountain or something. It also ain't too good. But the point is, Shabbos is more serious than Sukkot. So Zuck the Gemara, what we want to teach you is that I could say Migo from the less serious to the more serious. I could say Migo from Sukkah, which is less serious, to Shabbos. That's a chiddush, that tiny wall that helps for sukkah, it also helps for Shabbos. But to say migo from Shabbos to sukkah, that since something helps for Shabbos purposes, that tiny extra little lechi, since it helps for Shabbos purposes, it also helps for sukkah purposes, that's not such a big deal. Right? To say... Okay, so what type of mavui are we talking about? I assume that was Ilan asked that question. It's hard to tell. Oh, Baruch Berger. Hi, Baruch. Right, so whether we are talking about a mavui being open on both sides or not, we'll see in Tosis on Amud Beis, is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosis. Right now, I am doing Judaism according to Rashi. Judaism according to Rashi basically means that I am talking about a mavui, which is the way I drew the picture. A mavui, the way I drew the picture, which is what we call a mavui mefulash, right? It's open on both sides, and what I have is one tiny post over here. Rashi's position is that this would be enough to make a sukkah, right? Since this little post helps for Shabbos purposes, according to Torah law, so therefore, I just put tzchach on top, and all is grand, and I have a sukkah. That's the way Rashi learns Judaism. Now, Tosfos jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels, and Tosfos says, no, that can't be. Says Tosfos, you know what? We're talking about what I call a mavui sasum. A mavui sasum basically is an alleyway that ends in the wall. And according to Tosfos, the fact that the one lechi helps means that that one lechi helps to create a sukkah that goes part of the way. The sukkah does not go the whole way. Again, we can elaborate on this as we go on, but this is just a very basic answer to your question. Good? Now, let's go on in Judaism. Can you see the Gemara screen again or not? Nope. Okay. So let us do a new share. And now you could see it. Okay, I am actually learning how to do this. It's like amazing. Okay, so now, what we have in this Gemara is a principle that I say, Migo, since something helps as a wall for sukkah, that third tiny little bit helps as a wall for sukkah, it also helps as a wall for Shabbos. That is the basic Gemara. Now, generally speaking, the Rif, Reb Yitzchak Alfasi's job is to quote Gemaras. The Rush over here notes that there's a strange Rif in this case because the Rif does not quote this particular Gemara. The Rif never quotes Migo that it works for Sukkah, it also works for Shabbos. And this is the type of thing that makes us jump up and down and spit wooden nickels. Look in the Rush, Simon Zion. You see Simon Zion on your screen now? Okay, so in Simon Zion we have, right? Just quote this Gemara. Shtaim kel chasan, shlishis afilu tefach. You need two full walls for sukkah. The third wall, a tefach, suffices. Amar Rabba. By the way, there's some girsaos Rava, not Rabba. That will help for what Baruch Berger asked before, because Rava is the position in Erevin who says that Alechi actually is halachically a mechitza, not Rabba. Again, the study, the science of gersology is a very advanced, and let me add, boring science. But the Gemara says that two walls, Keil Chasan, the third wall is a tefach. Amar Rabba, v'chein l'shabbos. Migo de have a dolphin le'inyan sukkah, have a nami mechitza le'inyan Shabbos. Harav alfasi hishmit memrazu de rabba. Vikosav beis memros acheros de rabba. The Rif leaves this statement of Rabba out, and he quotes two other statements of Rabba. The Gemara in Amud Beis is going to have two statements of Rabba, that Rabba says, putting schach on a mavui that has a lechi is good, and Rabba says putting schach on top of something called pasei be'ra'os works. So, whatever, we'll talk about that in Amud Beis. But the Rush is bothered by the question, my dear beloved Rif, I love you. I model my entire halachic sefer after you, says the Rush. But dear beloved Rif, what the heck? How come you skip this Gemara? Right? How come you skip the Gemara? Migo have a dofling in sukkah, have a dofling in Shabbos. So the Rush answers, v'hainu taima. The reason is mishum de pasak de boy nami tzuras haPesach umilsa de pshitahi keva de ika shlosha mechitzas me'al yisa de amrinan migo. Says the Rush that the reason why the Rif leaves this out is because since the Rif paskins that when I speak about Shtayin Kel Chasan and the third one, even a Tefach, the Rif says, and we encountered this Gemara last week, you know what? A tefach alone doesn't work on that third wall. The third wall requires a tefach, and it also requires a tzuras haPesach. It also requires a halachic door frame. So comes along the Rush, and the Rush says, listen, if that third wall would be just a tefach, you would say, okay, you know what? I can say, oh, there's a chiddush. Since it works for sukkah, it also works for Shabbos. That's a novel idea. That's a great thing. But now, that I require a Tzuras HaPesach, since the Rif paskind in the previous Gemara, that third wall of the Sukkah, where you have that tiny little wall, that wall which is only a Tefach, this guy, well, since you also need a Tzuras HaPesach, so that means halachically this is a full-fledged wall. If it's a full-fledged wall, you don't have to tell me migu dehevedofin, migu dehevedofin lesukkah, hevedofin le'inyan Shabbos. That is the basic idea of the. That's the basic idea of the. Of the. What's it called? That's the basic idea of the Rush. Now, if we go on in the Gemara, and let me just share this screen again. Can you see the Gemara page now? Yes, okay. So what we have basically is as follows. The Gemara develops a principle that once something counts as a wall for Sukkos, it also counts as a wall for Shabbos. That's what it says in the Gemara. This Gemara is omitted by the Rif. The Rif leaves it out, and the Rush explains that the Rif leaves it out because, you know what, you don't need it. Because once it is a wall for Sukkos, that means, according to the Rif, you also need a Tzuras HaPesach. So, of course, it's a wall for Shabbos. There's really nothing to talk about. There's no Chiddush at all in the Gemara. That's the way the Rush understands this this Rif. Is this? It's strict enough. It'll count as Shabbos also, right? It's the same, right? There's no Chiddush, right? The Chiddush should be a tiny wall helps for Sukkos, and if the tiny wall helps for Sukkos, it also helps for Shabbos. But if you tell me that for Sukkos, you also need a wall with a Tzuras HaPesach or whatever, so that's a full-fledged wall. And then there's no Chiddush le'inyin, there's no Chiddush le'inyin Shabbos. That's what the Rush says. Now, there are a number of ways of conceptualizing this idea that since something counts as a wall for Sukkos, it also counts as a wall for Shabbos. There's a few ways of conceptualizing it. One way, which I began with last week, is based on the halachic principle of achshavei. Okay, achshavei is a halachic principle that basically says that an individual has a certain leeway to decide that something is significant. Let me give you an example of achshavei in halacha. Ordinarily, in order to get malchus, do not try this. Right? Don't tempt the Lord. Don't try to eat like enough chazer that you'll get malchus. Not a good idea. But to get malchus, you have to eat a kezayis of chazer. Right? You have to eat a full olive size, right, which we all know is the size of 14 ostrich eggs, right? You have to eat an olive size of chazer to get malchus. Grand. Comes along the Tana Reb Shimon in Maseches Makis, and the Tana Reb Shimon tells me that a beria also counts. Kosher who kiberyaso also gets malchus. In other words, let's say I eat a tiny little copepod. You know these tiny little things that are in New York City water, Rachmana Litzlan, these copepods? Or you eat a tiny beetle, a tiny ant. It's not the size of an olive. But because it is a chashuv item on its own, so the chashivus means I get malchus. The requirement for malchus is a requirement based on what is significant. Ordinarily, a kezayis is significant. However, something is a beria. It's a creature on its own. So then, achshavei, I am making it chashuv when I eat it, and therefore, I will get malchus for that. That's the way many Rishonim understand the Shita of Reb Shimon. So one approach to this idea of Migo, that it is a wall for Sukkis, it's also a wall for Shabbos, is just using this idea of Achshavei. The idea that says, you know what? You're saying it's a chash of a wall. Once it's a chash of a wall, it counts as a wall for Sukkis, so we will transfer that chashivis to other areas of halacha. That's one approach, the approach of Achshavei. One of my brothers-in-law is very into the idea that, you know, on Sukkis, there are people who have this evil Hasidish practice called not eating gebraks. No? On Pesach, thank you. On Pesach, people have this evil practice of not eating gebraks. The problem is you need Kiddush from Makom Seuda. So what do? Right? You make Kiddush. Usually you have a few cookies and that counts as a Seuda. Right? What do? Right? If you're a Vilna Golnik, you need to have Hamotzi. But if you're a normal Jew, Kiddush B'makom Seuda means that you have some cookies. All is grand. Well, here's the problem. If I keep Gebraks, so I don't have any Mizonos. I don't have any Mizonos. Because you don't have Mizonos. The whole Yontem of Pesach, you don't make a single Mizonos if you keep Gebraks. So how do you have Kiddush B'makom Seuda? So there are some Hasidish poskim who say, Achshavei, that you consider potato starch cookies so chashuv. You know those leaf cookies that like you spend $47 on before Pesach and are not even worth 47 cents, right? On Isru Chag, you know those things, right? It's achshavei. The fact that you consider it so chashuv, you're giving it chashivus, and therefore it counts a kiddush b'makom seuda. This is one of my brothers-in-law likes to say this idea. This goes back quite some time ago. My understanding is that you can't make Pesach without potato starch. I know that your beloved friend, the Chaya Adam, I know he never said it, whatever, but there is a rumor out there about potatoes potentially being kitnios. Fine. So one way to understand Migo, that's a wall for Sukkah, it's a wall for Shabbos, is based on this principle of Achshavei. This might be the way Rashi says it, although Rashi is not abundantly clear, but it could be that's what Rashi means. There is another way of saying it as follows, and this idea is found in the Ran on Gimel Med Aleph Bedapei Harif. I don't know if I can share screen that with you, but the Ran on Gimel Malach B'Dapei Harif says something to the effect of, listen, a sukkah is supposed to be a sukkah for all 7 days of the festival. That's the halacha. If you're going to tell me that on one of those 7 days of the festival, you have to change your sukkah substantially, no? For the rest of the festival, my sukkah is two walls with a teeny bit. If you can tell me on the Shabbos of Sukkot, I have to make a whole change. So that's not what the Torah wants. The Ran's expression is something to the effect of, "E efshar lemechitza shetatir lechatzain." A mechitza can't be half a mechitza. If it's a mechitza for Shabbos, it's a mechitza for Sukkah, it has to help for Shabbos. The Torah says you have a Sukkah for 7 days. So it helped yesterday. It's got to help today also. It's not based on the rule of Achshavei according to the Ran. Now, again, so for Sukkah, if we're not talking about the Mavoi thing, for Sukkah, right, we're probably talking about what we call, let's clear this, we're probably talking about this. Right, the standard case of a Sukkah is it's mekamin gam, right, like a letter gamma. So I have two mechitzos, and the third is a tefach. a mavui, the two mechitzos are parallel. Right? We're not discussing the mavui case. So I'm saying that it's Rishus HaYachid, but let's go very slowly. Let's go very slowly. Is this a full-fledged Rishus HaYachid that will allow me to carry on Shabbos? See, let's go like this. There are two types of Rishus HaYachids. No, two rules of Rishus HaYachid. There's one rule of Rishus HaYachid that, let's say I'm standing in the Rishus HaRabim and I throw a baseball from my Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYachid, so I get killed for that. You still see my picture? But I get killed for that. That's one din of Rishus HaRabim. There's another din of Rishus HaRabim, which is, another din, excuse me, of Rishus HaYachid. One of Rishus HaYachid is that I could get killed if I throw from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. There's another type of Rishus HaYachid halacha, which permits me to carry in this area, right? I'm allowed to walk around and carry and go here, there, and yonder because it's a Rishus HaYachid. The thing is, however, that when it comes to Shabbos purposes, Rishus HaYachid for being killed, Rishus HaYachid for throwing, all you need is three mechitzos, right? If you have something like this, that's your kill. However, if I want to carry, the rabbinic prohibition of carrying requires a tikkun beruach revius. You need something on the fourth wall. You need a tzuris ha-pesach, right? You need a lechi, right? In a mavui sasum, right? That's what you're talking about. If you have a mavui that has three walls, you need a lechi on the fourth wall. You need some tikkun beruach revius. So I got a problem. My problem is that when I say Migo, when I say, you know what, since this helps for Sukkah, it also helps for Shabbos, right? Can you see the Gemara page now? No. Okay. But if I say that since it helps for Sukkah, it also helps for Shabbos, you can just look at the screen for a minute. So what am I talking about? Am I talking about the fact that it helps for... am I talking about the fact... Can you see the Gemara now? Still not, okay? We'll try one more time. Right, now you can see it, correct? Yeah, now I can see the Gemara. Okay, so when I say that something helps for Sukkah, it also helps for Shabbos. What does that mean? Does that mean that it helps for Shabbos according to biblical law? And that if I throw into that area, I get killed? Or does it mean that since it helps, since it's a mechitza for Sukkah, it's also a mechitza for Shabbos, even for rabbinic law? That somehow we will use our hocus pocus, our magic dust, and we will say, you know what? You're even allowed to carry in that area. So let's read a Rashi together, the first wide line. V'chein l'Shabbos. You see the Rashi? First wide line? Zot Rashi. Right? It's right there. V'chein l'Shabbos. Right? Rashi writes, "Afa pishet sarach l'shabbos shalosh mechitzos le'asos rishus hayachid." Even though you need three full walls to be rishus hayachid for Shabbos, but Shabbos shal sukkos mutar lismoch al mechitzos hasukkah im aser rishus harabim samach lepischos sukkah de'ein ba elashtein kol chasan shlusha field tefach machnis umotzi heimenu lebeso. Zot Rashi that. What I can do is I can carry into my house with this three mechitza thingamajig. I can carry, meaning it helps even for the din of carrying, which is a din derabanan, it helps. Right? That does not make any sense, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. So, again, Rashi says, if I make this sukkah in a Rishus HaRabim, you go in middle of 34th Street, right, and you build a sukkah that is two mechitzos and the third one is a tefach. You build it in middle of a real Rishus HaRabim, and your house is right next to the Rishus HaRabim. You're allowed to, again, it's not so practical, I understand, good question, but you're allowed to carry, says Rashi, from that sukkah into your house. Meaning that this three mechitza thing is going to suffice even for the din derabanan of carrying. Not only for the din deraisa of throwing something into it, where three mechitzos helps and I could get killed, but even for the din derabanan, when I need a tikkun on the fourth side, it still helps. That's what Rashi says. So how can we understand this Rashi? Whew. So there are two razzle-dazzle ways of understanding the Rashi. One way of understanding the Rashi is as follows. The Ritva writes, here's my sukkah. Two walls and a tefach. No? That's not able to help me carry. However, says the Ritva, you know what? It helps it work as a sukkah. And it works as a sukkah on the level of Dairaisa, clearly. And it also works as a sukkah on the level of Derabanan. The rabbis never said, do not use this type of sukkah. That's what the Ritva says. By the way, there are some practical poskim who say don't use these types of sukkahs because you got to know what you're doing. That's based on the Hagos HaShri, whatever. We spoke about this, no? How in Inwood Hill Park, there is a sukkah building competition that people try to build interesting sukkahs. You have to know halacha very well if you build an interesting sukkah. But practically speaking, says the Ritva, this is a perfectly good sukkah, both on Torah law and on rabbinic law. It's a great sukkah, an amazing sukkah. Once we're saying it works as a sukkah even for rabbinic law, so therefore the rabbis are saying, you know what? For that rabbinic law of Shabbos that I can't carry from this area to that area, we'll also say it's okay. Once we say it works for rabbinic law, for sukkah, it also works for the rabbinic law of Shabbos. That's the way the Ritva understands it. Okay, that's one way of saying it. The other way of saying it, and I think Lev alluded to this beforehand, and this is what Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach suggests. This is my sukkah, right? Two full walls, the third wall is a tefach. Rashi tells us on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph that there is no such thing as a three-wall sukkah. A sukkah requires four walls, by definition. By definition. The only thing is that that fourth wall is called dur, pesach. Durs are halachic walls. Okay, great. Well, if that's the case, that you really need four walls for a sukkah, so then when I say that this wall, this third wall, is a wall for a sukkah, what that means is it's a wall for sukkah. And actually here, continue reading in that Rashi. Let's go back to our screen share, right? Rashi continues, right, from the second line, Motzi Hemeno Labeso, etc. You can carry into your house. Va'af Agad B'Shar Shabbosos Lo Mishteri, even though it doesn't help other Shabbosos, still it's okay. Inami b'sha'ar mechitzos she'enon shel sukkah lo mishteru. This tiny wall does not help for other mechitzos that are not sukkah. But lo mishteru b'hachi l'shabbos to sukkah sharya. It does help for the Shabbos of sukkahs. D'migo da'hu tefach agmerei rachmano l'moshe b'mechitzos sukkah d'lehevelei dofin shleima l'sukkah heve dofinami b'shabbos. What Rashi is saying is as follows, that the halacha l'moshe mi Sinai tells me that third wall is not just a little bit of a wall. We're not saying that the sukkah is kosher with a little wall. What we're saying is that little wall, halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu teaches me, it becomes a complete wall. Little wall becomes complete wall. And says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, you know what? Maybe the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai also says that little wall becomes complete wall and little wall curves. And little wall also becomes a doorway. And therefore, the reason I'm allowed to carry inside that area on Shabbos, by the way, this takes a lot of halachic creativity, no? But the reason I'm allowed to carry in that area on Shabbos is because this is not an area with only three walls. This has four walls, right? This is almost lahavdo, 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 Christian mathematics. No? You see three, it's really one. You see three, it's right, Jewish mathematics. You see three, it's really four. Right? Unbelievable. So think three, that's not three walls, it's a fourth wall. Why? That's the halacha, that we have a fourth wall. Ad kan, as understood by Rashi. So what Rashi is basically saying is one of two things. Rashi is saying that the mechitza helps even... Rashi is definitely saying the mechitza helps for carrying as well. Helps for the din d'rabbanan. Either we could say that's because of the ritva's approach, that since it helps for dinim d'rabbanan on sukkah, it also helps for dinim d'rabbanan on Shabbos. But we could say the more razzle-dazzle approach of Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, you know what? Really, we have four walls. You see three, it's really four. Right? Jewish math. Like, Jews always like making stuff bigger. No? Okay. Fine. Ad kan. Now, the Ran, however, takes this idea and he develops it further. Let's go slowly. If you remember, we saw a few minutes ago a Rush. The Rush is bothered by the question that how come the Rif leaves this Gemara out? This Gemara that says that since it's a wall for Sukkah, it's a wall for Shabbos, how come the Rif omits it? So the Rush had his razzle-dazzle approach that the Rif omits it because the Rif assumes that you also need a Tzuras HaPesach and the whole din isn't necessary. That's what the Rush said. However, the Ran says, you know why it's omitted? It's omitted because, listen, you have three walls. Three walls is a mechitza for Sukkah, right?
You were really bored.
You want to tell me it's a mechitza for Shabbos? Yeah, it's a mechitza for Shabbos for Torah law. Oh, Torah law, and that the guy who stands outside and throws his baseball into it gets killed. But that law doesn't help me anymore, said the Rif, because I don't walk around killing people. Even when they throw baseballs into my sukkah, I'm not going to kill them. If that's the case. So the only relevance of this halacha is for rabbinic law. Okay. And for rabbinic law, you don't really need this halacha at all. Let me say it a little bit better. Let me say it a little bit better. What the Ran is saying is...
That's different. Yeah. Okay.
The Ran is saying that this halacha of Migo only helps for biblical law. It doesn't help for rabbinic law. Against Rashi. Rashi said that the halacha allows me to even carry inside. No? That's what Rashi said. The halacha says that I'm allowed to carry from this sukkah into my house. The Ran says no. The halacha means it only helps for biblical law. There's no such thing as migo, that since it helps for sukkah, it also helps, right, for Shabbos on rabbinic level. You can't carry in the area. It's only that it helps for sukkah, it helps for Shabbos on biblical law. And for biblical law purposes, I don't need to teach me that. Because for biblical law purposes, for the question of throwing from here into there, I don't have to deal with those issues anymore. So therefore, I don't count this entire halacha, says the Ran within the Rif. This entire din is unnecessary. That's the way the Ran learns it. Did I confuse you too much, Yosef, or a little bit? So I think a little bit is an understatement, which means I probably confuse you too much. Okay, let's go as follows. We'll go back to our whiteboard.
Yeah.
Now I have the whiteboard.
Ignore a
limit. Let's do a new one. How come I don't have my whiteboard? Oh, there it is. Okay, here's my whiteboard. Right? You see it? Beautiful whiteboard. I have this halacha.
That
something which is a mechitza for sukkah is also mechitza for Shabbos. Now, what does that mean? Rashi says that it's also mechitza for Shabbos for all purposes of Shabbos. Biblical law, rabbinic law, if you throw a ball into it, you get killed. If you carry in it, it's permitted. Right? For Rashi, it works both biblically and rabbinically. Just for the Shabbos of Sukkos. Just for Shabbos of Sukkos. That's what Rashi says. The Rif ignores the Gemara. And, of course, the Rif is supposed to quote the Gemara. So we got to figure out, my dear beloved Rif, why did you leave the Gemara out? So we could say, the Ran says, you know what? The Rif is going to tell me that the Gemara does not have anything to do with rabbinic law. The Gemara is only talking about biblical law. For biblical law, something is a mechitza for sukkah, it's also a mechitza for Shabbos. Meaning that for Shabbos purposes, if I throw my ball into there, I get killed. Right? That's our picture.
I do.
Well, says the Rif, you don't need to tell me that. Because it's well known that whenever you have three walls, right? And in this case, you have three walls. If you throw into it, you get killed. I don't need the Gemara to teach me that. On the level of Torah law, I have no need to learn that I get killed. Therefore, the Rif says, I'm not going to quote this Gemara, because there is no chiddush in the Gemara. For Rashi, the Gemara has a big chiddush, that this situation even works rabbinically. But the Rif says, it don't work rabbinically. And if it doesn't work rabbinically, so therefore you do not have to quote the Gemara. Quoting the Gemara doesn't do anything for you. Because according to biblical law, the fact that you know this, it's obvious, it's pashut, nothing to talk about. That's what the Ran says within the Rif. So we have a few different approaches within this Rif. About Migo, that's a dofin for Sukkah. It also counts as a wall for Shabbos. Let's just talk about one other question. This is a question that my friend, the Aruch Lener, asks, right? Remember, the Aruch Lener is our friend because he gave smicha, according to some, to Rabbiner Samson Raphael Hirsch, who lives down the street. His name is on the buildings down the street, so obviously that's where he lives. So the Aruch Lener asks a question. You know, there are other halachos of mechitza. There's a halacha mechitza, for example, by kil'ayim. Now, kil'ayim has different forms. There's kil'ayim in terms of kil'ei hakerem. So if I have grapes growing over here, and I have wheat growing over here, right? So will I say that since this is a mechitza for sukkah, it's also a mechitza for kil'ei hakerem, that on Shabbos of Sukkos at least, I don't violate the prohibition of having my grapes growing together with my wheat? That's the Aruch Lener's question. And the Aruch Lener says, yeah, probably. It should probably help, no? Now, here's the thing. this is not so simple. We had two conceptual understandings of this idea of Migo. One idea is what we called Achshave. You are taking this little wall and you're saying, you know what, for me, it's a big wall. I take it seriously. That's one approach. The other approach that we said is that you can't have a mechitza lachatzain. You can't have a halfway mechitza, right? Our approach we based on Rashi, and the other approach that you can't have a mechitza lachatzain is what the Ran said. Now, if I am talking about Shabbos and Sukkos, I could say that, you know what, if this only helps for Sukkah purposes, and it doesn't help for Shabbos purposes, that's half a mechitza. Because it is Shabbos on Sukkos. The two have to come together. Right? Okay, again, let's go through the calendar. Every year on Sukkos is Shabbos. If this helps with the Sukkah, it has to help for the Shabbos because they always are intersecting. But you don't always have a vineyard that's next to wheat. You don't always have it. So the idea of Ein Mechitza L'Chatzain won't help. But the idea of Ach Shevei, the idea that, oh, I am saying that this is a Mechitza, if that's the case, that will help even for Kil'ei HaKerem. Good? Now,
explain.
There is, however, another discussion over here. There's another discussion over here that, again, you'll have to forgive me because I like weird stuff. There's another type of kil'ayim, which is called kil'ei zira'im. Kil'ei zira'im means that I can't grow one crop of vegetables, right? I can't grow veg one next to veg two. The mechitzos help to separate my vegetables. If I have a field, and I have veg one over here and veg two over here, can I just build a Tzuras HaPesach, and that will solve the problem? It's clear that for Kil'ei HaKerem, it helps. When it comes to a vineyard that grows next to wheat, any tiny separation will help. Even a Tzuras HaPesach helps. Not only that, there's this famous Gemara in Erevin that's very relevant now, which is if I have a big room that opens into a little room, right? A little room that opens into a big room. So the Gemara says that whatever is in the little room is drawn into the big room. Whatever is in the big room isn't drawn into the little room. This will help even for Kil'ei HaKerem. Sometimes you could solve a problem with Kil'ei HaKerem, you're in two different rooms. That means, the Chazon Ish writes, that halachic mechitzos help for Kil'ei HaKerem, help for vineyards next to wheat. But for Kil'ei Zira'im, the idea of Kil'ei Zira'im might not be the same. Kil'ei Zira'im, Reb Shlomo Zalman says, means that if veg 1 is growing next to veg 2, that is the halacha of intermingling of species. The fact that you have a little mechitza, no? It doesn't solve the intermingling of species. Mechitza means different things in different places, okay? Did you ever try to do this? I don't know in the bridge show if you ever tried to do this. In Mount Sinai, I probably would not have allowed this. Instead of a standard mechitza in shul, right? What you could do is have the women on this side, the men on this side, and you have a Tzuras HaPesach. No? You have a post and a string on top, and that separates the men from the women. Would that help? Did anyone in Judaism ever try this stunt? I'm sure the answer is yes. But it's a stunt, right? It's not the type of thing that works. Why does it not work? The answer is because Tzuras HaPesach is a formal mechitza. It's a mechitza that separates two areas. Area A and Area B. But when the issue is intermingling, and mechitza between men and women is probably about intermingling, so then just having doorposts, right, post, string on top, that doesn't prevent intermingling. So Kil'ez Ra'im is also about intermingling. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in that Shuva writes in Siman Lamed Vav that he disagrees with the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says that Etzuras HaPesach will help for Kil'ez Ra'im. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that's not true. Tzuras HaPesach helps to separate area A from area B. By Kil'ei HaKerem, the halacha is that a kerem is not just an area where grapes grow. A kerem is a vineyard. It's an area. It's a space. I can't have wheat in my vineyard. It's a spatial thing. So therefore, Tzuras HaPesach separate. This vineyard is over. That's a new space. But Kil'ei HaKerem is not a halacha of intermingling. It's a halacha of space. When the issue is intermingling, then Tzuras HaPesach does not help. Similarly, this type of Gemara in Erevin, big room into little room, that is a halacha in two different spaces. Space is irrelevant for our conversation. Okay, I know I got a little bit sidetracked. You'll have to forgive me because I like strange topics sometimes. This is the way I live life. But the basic idea that we're trying to get at is we learned a principle tonight that since something works as a wall for Sukkah, it works as a wall for Shabbos also. We have two conceptual ways of looking at this. Is it just that I decide it's a wall? Or is it that no, that once it's functioning for A, it has to function for B because A and B have to come together. The relevance of that might be in terms of whether I say since it's a wall for Sukkah, it's also a wall to separate Kelayim. Well, okay, that's a nice idea, and it might depend on the type of Kelayim that I'm talking about. For Kil'ei HaKerem, maybe it separates. For Kil'ei Zera'im, where the issue is intermingling, so something right like this does not really prevent the intermingling of my two different type of vegetables. That's one issue that we spoke about. The other issue that we discussed in greater length is the dispute between Rashi and the Rif as to whether the halacha that since something is a mechitza for Sukkah, it's also a mechitza for Shabbos. Does that mean it's a complete mechitza for Shabbos, even for rabbinic prohibitions of Shabbos, I'm allowed to carry? Or, that's what Rashi says, the Rif would say, at least the Rif as understood by the Ran, would say, no, it's only a mechitza for biblical purposes on Shabbos. It does not help me carry on Shabbos. It helps me get killed on Shabbos, which is usually not considered such a help. But the basic idea is that Rashi and the Ran are disputing these issues. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, so you solve the issue with Kil'ei Zera'im that you got to build a real full-fledged wall so that the two species don't connect to each other. You cannot solve Kil'ei Zera'im with halachic mechitzos, just like I don't think you can solve intermingling in shul with halachic mechitzos, with like a Tzuras HaPesach. Both Kil'ei Zera'im and the mechitza in shul are based on intermingling. Right? No one ever thought that you could compare these two ideas in Judaism. No, this is why lumdus is so beautiful. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we'll text. I think some people want to get off, so maybe we'll end the shiur now. And why don't I call you in 5 minutes? Okay. Okay, Chaver. Have a great night, and we should be blessed. Keep the faith. Keep safe in the faith. That's basically the idea that we're trying to get at. How'd I end this? Thank you for coming.
Was this goggle translate? And I was like, yes, it was goggle translate. The very common tool that is goggle translate.
How do I end this?
You hit end meaning for all.
It should say... It should say end, right?
Leave meaning for all.
You do share every day, okay?
I got it. Thank you. You're a hero, you're a guy. Okay.